Life Audio.
Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast. It's a new episode where you and I get to pause and refresh our soul with God's loving word, and we'll learn a new soul care tip that's something practical we can do to restore peace and calm to our bodies and emotions based on science and scripture. I am the author of 4 books on rest, wellness, and faith. I want to invite you to this time to just relax. So I want to ask you, how do you relax when you feel anxiety? This is the most common question I get whenever I speak with women about wellness and detoxing from stress. Anytime I go to speak and I get to meet women, it's such an honor because people have a sense of sharing their stories and sharing their hearts. And I know that is evidence of God's presence. We have family, spiritual family, wherever we go. And I just want to encourage you, wherever you're at today, know that you're not alone and know that we're all on the journey of faith. So today, we're going to talk about how to relax when you feel anxious, because it's something that we all go through, sometimes a little more than other times, and sometimes a lot more as we face into life's challenges. But God is our loving shepherd. He understands this, and He provides a very personal way to help guide us. And so thank you for joining me. Just relax. We're going to hear a quick word from our sponsor, and I will be back for our time together to renew your heart with God's peace and presence.
But look around you. Your family, your faith, they're not in the way. They are the way.
From the creators of Jesus Revolution comes the incredible true story.
It's going to be dangerous and scary and giving up. It's not an option.
The story of one family's journey from down under to center stage. Unsung Hero, a For King and Country film starring Candace Cameron Bure and Terry O'Quinn. In theaters now. Visit unsunghero.movie to learn more. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested.
Well, I'm so excited. It's a new page that's being turned in all our lives. It's so exciting in the fall. I love the fall. It's a great time to be outside because it's just cooler. It's not as hot. Although we are having a hot spell right now in California, but I know the cool weather is coming. It happens every year. And isn't it true that in life, sometimes we feel the heat of those stressful moments when we face into the challenges, but we can remind ourselves that God is the God of all seasons, and He meets with us even in the heat of our challenges. But there will always also come an opportunity where God invites us to feel the cool breeze, just like the autumn, helping us to rest our souls. I want to invite you to take my soul care quiz. It's a wonderful opportunity. I created it based on my own journey to heal from anxiety and even feelings of depression and panic attacks when I started experiencing them at a time in my life where I thought that I was able to be strong and I'm such an encourager. God just gave me that natural, cheerful disposition since I was a little girl. I'm the oldest in my family, but it was very odd to me when I started feeling symptoms of anxiety and I started having trouble falling asleep. I started worrying pretty much nonstop. And it was kind of odd because I knew in my mind that I really didn't have to worry. And yet those thoughts would just keep filling in my mind and I couldn't stop them because I would just keep thinking about how to address problems that may be in my email or my children or relationships or ministry. And I found myself also feeling more tired. These are just some symptoms that anxiety can give you. And those are things that we all go through those seasons. But as I learned more about what God's word had to say about anxiety and stress and how to lower them, I realized there were four different areas. And so I want to ask you today, would you say your highest need is emotional wellness, spiritual wellness, physical wellness, or social wellness? Well, take the Soul Care Quiz, soulcarequiz.com, and it'll lead you to some key passages that will encourage you that God wants you to take better care of yourself in these areas. And it's inspired by my book, Breathe, 21 Days to Stress Less and Transform Chaos to Calm. So I invite you to pick up a copy of that book. And thank you for those who have picked it up. It's wonderful to hear your reviews. You can hop on Amazon to check those out as well to see how readers have been encouraged and been blessed. It's an honor to be that loving friend with you on this journey of faith, because these are the things that helped me, and I know that they will help you. As I was saying, one of the most common questions I get when people do confide about their anxiety or stresses or feelings of depression is, how do you relax? Life is already so full. They say what we all feel. It's already so difficult to keep up with life as it is. How can I even have the time or the mind space to relax? Kind of sounds almost ridiculous to talk about it or think about it. It's almost kind of a pie in the sky type of word when you're experiencing those symptoms. Well, when I first started experiencing my body tighten with tension and my heart would flutter with rapid palpitations, I had no idea what to do. I just told myself what I'd always did. I told myself, I'm fine. You ever say that to yourself? I'm fine. I'm fine. But it isn't true. It wasn't true for me. I wasn't fine. Then I started noticing I was having trouble falling asleep, even though I had read my Bible and journaled my prayers before bed. Please, God, you know how tired I am. Help me, I whispered as the minutes ticked away hour by hour. I felt so exhausted. But what bothered me the most was that I felt alone and afraid. Why wasn't God answering my prayers? I wondered. Have you ever felt your body tell you that you aren't okay, even though you tell yourself you're fine? You're not alone, friend. Sometimes we are such strong thinkers pushing through to take care of others, getting work done, and juggling our responsibilities. In our constant hypervigilance, we can get stuck in a state of heightened alertness that we don't realize we are actually very stressed. It's like the diagnostic lights on a car's dashboard. God designed our bodies to be the last line of defense to tell us to slow down and that we need care, nourishment, and attention. Nurturing myself and prioritizing my well-being used to be like speaking a foreign language. I had no idea what that meant in a practical way. I understood it as head knowledge, but I never experienced it or practiced what it meant to rest or to do what brought me peace and joy. So I began a new prayer. Instead of praying, help me sleep or take away my anxiety, which are more of what I call light switch prayers. You know, when you turn on the lights, it's like a light switch prayer. That's kind of the way I was praying. I was just praying, help me sleep, God, or take away my anxiety. But I started to ask God a different question in my prayers. I asked God, what does it mean to rest? Teach me how to relax. I don't know what that means. And with this new prayer, God began to put a curiosity in me to learn about soul care. Soul care is the practice of nourishing our bodies and emotions by tending to our inner person with God. Friend, could you be asking this prayer as well? Could you be also asking, what does it mean to rest? Perhaps you never asked that question of God. And maybe you have a longing to pray, teach me how to relax. I don't know what that means. One of the first scripture passages that I asked God to help me understand better was a verse we often hear quoted, be still and know that I am God. Psalm 46:10. Although well-intended, a lot of people would share this verse with me to tell me to stop worrying or being anxious. But even when I did still myself, I felt no relief from my anxiety. Then I did a word study to learn what is the actual meaning behind this verse. Be still and know that I am God. And it changed how I responded to anxiety. In Hebrew, the word be still is rapha, which means to literally loosen your grip and to relax. That's right. The phrase be still means to relax. And the word know, when it says be still and know that I am God, in Hebrew is yada, which means to personally experience God. Be still and know doesn't mean to do nothing. It actually means the opposite, friend. Being still means doing whatever helps you to personally experience God. Loosen your grip and relax and refresh your soul. Wow, that was a game changer in my faith relationship with God. Being able to relax was an indication of my faith when it comes to my soul. So I began to do two things to help me relax whenever I feel anxious, and I know that it will help you too. The first is to take action to explore what brings you peace and joy. Practical things. Now, this might seem simplistic. The first thing I did was to buy some herbal teas, and peppermint turned out to be my favorite, and taking walks out in nature. I say it's simplistic because the culture talks about these same things, having tea and taking a walk out in nature. But what's different for us as people of faith is that when we do them as a way to experience God, to relax with God. So we do these things not just as self-care, but soul care. We do it as a way to pull away from our worries and to spend time with God, relaxing in His presence. And that's why breath prayer is a big part of this podcast ministry, as well as my books, my new book, Breathe, Because breath prayers bring us close to God's presence. And so sometimes when we're in the environment that helps us relax physically and emotionally, that's when we can breathe in breath prayers. Second is to pause and hear God tenderly and lovingly calm your heart with the breath prayer. So these are the two things. First, you have to take time out in a practical way to relax so that you can be more attentive to God's presence. And then in that environment, you can pray a breath prayer. So you can do it too. Here's how. Put aside your work and worries just for a moment wherever you are. Second, rest in God's presence. Third, whisper this simple prayer to yourself. Relax. That's a one-word prayer. We talked about it in our last episode 87 about one-word prayers. So you can just say relax, and that's a one-word prayer. You can also use this promise with God in Psalm 46:10. Be still, inhale, and exhale. Know that I am God. Now you know what it means. Be still is to relax. Know God is to experience Him. Be still, inhale, and exhale. Know that I am God. Sometime today, do something that helps you experience what peace and joy feels like for you. It's a very unique opportunity for you to be vulnerable with the way God made you and to say, I was made in God's image. God enjoys beauty. God enjoys relaxing. Look at those days of creation. He rested on the seventh day, right? Another way to think of it is He relaxed and enjoyed what He created. If it's an especially hard day for you, rest in the thought of Jesus holding you close in His arms. He's with you this very moment, whispering, I will help you. I love you. Even when we feel weak, God still says yes to loving you and me. Lord Jesus, thank you so much that with you, we have everything we need. We lack nothing because with you, you invite us to physically rest those green pastures. You call us to emotionally rest. When you restore our soul, you cause us to be refilling what we need in our mind as you lead us to quiet waters. And God, you help us when our mind is worried about decisions by guiding us in the paths of righteousness. You do all of this not far away from us. You do all of this loving care close to us, with us, holding our hand and guiding us through. Lord Jesus, lift up the one who is listening, who needs your touch of peace, and help her to feel your loving arms holding her up right where she is. Help her to experience your peace. Thank you for all you've provided for her and for the way you love her. In Jesus' name, amen.
What impacts you every day? There is one book that influences almost every aspect of our lives. Museum of the Bible reveals the Bible's impact on your favorite musicians and artists, the way we measure time, social justice, our national monuments, and more. The Bible's impact is all around you. Discover how at museumofthebible.org/impact.
Well, friend, thank you so much for joining me today. What a lovely way to just take a breath, inhale and exhale, to be remembered by each other because God remembers us. I invite you to sign up for my Soul Care newsletter. I've been talking about a new wonderful course I'm preparing. It's called How to Study the Bible to Hear God Personally in Your Life. And from my own journey, that's how I've been inspired to learn so much about soul care. It all began, it always begins through God's Word and hearing Him personally, reading God's Word and studying it in a way where it can speak to you right where you're at. So I'll be showing you how to do that. So sign up at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Hard at work trying to prepare everything wonderful for you, and I cannot wait to encourage you. So sign up for my newsletter and you'll be the first to hear the news as well as receive encouraging devotionals. Thank you for leaving a rating. It's wonderful to hear that you enjoyed this ministry that I have encouraging you through this podcast. If you haven't done so yet, it would be a wonderful gift to get your rating and review. It will help this podcast reach more ears and hearts, and more people can know about this podcast. So thank you for your support. Remember that you're loved and you're cherished. Just rest. I'll see you next time.
Breathe, the Stress Less Podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hello, I'm Adam Comer.
And I'm Ryan Chittister.
And we are the host of Life After Addiction podcast. What we believe is that addiction is not a surprise to God.
That's right. We discuss addiction from a biblical worldview and how true freedom comes through a personal relationship with Jesus Christ.
Absolute freedom from addiction, the secular worldview of once an addict, always an addict, is just not true. If you or someone you love struggles with addiction, subscribe to Life After Addiction at lifeaudio.com.